Next, we go to the High Court, where Associated Newspapers has apologised to Fine Gael Senator Fidelma Healy-Eames for two articles published in the Irish Daily Mail 2 years ago. The High Court was told this morning that defamation proceedings being taken against the newspaper group by the senator could be struck out. Afterwards, Fidelma Healy-Eames gave her reaction.
Well, I'm relieved. I'm relieved it's over and that I have been vindicated. It was a terrible time in our lives. So, look, I just want to thank a few people that really stood by me, obviously my family, friends, supporters, and, you know, a few other people in particular, Tom Fabozzi, the media director for Fine Gael, and, of course, Mr. Paul Tweed. I'd like now to be able to, I will give a donation to the Rwandan Widows and Orphans that we both volunteered with while we were in Rwanda 2 years ago. And I think something good to come out of this.
Fidelma Healy-Eames outside the High Court, from where we are joined by our reporter, Diane Connor. Diane, along with the apology and reference to it there made by the senator, the settlement included an undisclosed sum of money.
That's right, Jonathan, an undisclosed sum of money. We don't know how much will be paid in damages as there is a confidentiality agreement in place between both parties. But as you heard there, she is going to make a donation to the charity she visited when in Rwanda. Now, the two articles were printed in the Irish Daily Mail on the 20th and 21st of August 2012 about a trip the senator and her husband made to Rwanda, where they worked as volunteers with the Voluntary Service Overseas charity. Now, today, during a very brief hearing in the High Court, an apology was read to the court by Michael Keeley, a solicitor with Associated Newspapers, which publishes the Irish Daily Mail. Now, the statement read to the court said that the paper wished to make it clear that the senator and her husband's participation was exclusively in support of the charity in Rwanda, and the paper accepted that the articles gave the wholly inaccurate impression that the senator had benefited from public or charity funds. The statement continued that the senator voluntarily devoted her time and expertise to working with the Ministry of Education in the areas of early childhood and special needs education. And finally, the statement said that the newspaper group wished to apologise to the senator and her family for the embarrassment caused by the reports that were published there 2 years ago.
Diane, thanks for that. Our reporter Diane Connor there at the High Court.